Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Evangelist Felipe Redlas. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message.
Encouragement to the church in India. And just some tremendous, powerful things that God has just used her, you know. So I'm glad that she's here with me and amongst the saints of God here. So, hallelujah. So you could take a picture with her if you have some Indian friends. More from the south, if anything, you know, for the south part. But you can show your friend, man, have you ever heard a testimony? And she has some on the YouTube. So her, you do? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and her testimony, last time I saw, so I don't know when's the last time I saw, but she's had 1.7 million hits on her testimony.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful? And she also sings, she has a beautiful, she doesn't claim she's a singer, but she has a beautiful voice. And she sings gospel music in her language. And she has 37 million views on that one. On one of them, another one, 14 million views, another one, 7, another one, 9. So God's awesome. So being a witness, you know, for God's glory. Amen. So such an honor to be here. And again, thank you to the musicians for bringing the presence of the Lord here. And like I was saying, saints of God, don't take, what's that word I used before? I just forgot it. Say again. Don't take it for granted about the presence of God. The more you seek Him, the more you draw nigh to Him, the more He draws nigh to you. You can worship Him. And I remember Brother Caleb started playing. I wish he would have sang it. Dance with me. Dance with me, Lord. Right? Of my soul. So there's times that I would play that song before I go to bed and just dance with Jesus. I would just dance with Him. And one day, He came and danced with me. That was powerful. I didn't see Him, but His presence, His powerful presence, and the experience that took place was supernatural, divine. So when you worship and you seek God, seek Him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, your strength, everything that you have, seek Him. Worship Him, glorify Him, you know, and expect Him to come. Just like you say, hey, vieja, ven pa'cá. You know, you expect your wife, you call your wife that. She's like, no, don't call me that. Oye, mi chula, mi linda. Hey, babe. Hey, sweetie pie. You don't see them, but you expect them to come when you call them. Why? Because they're in your home. You have a relationship. You have an intimacy. And so when you call on the name of Jesus, and when you have an intimacy with Him, and when you have a love with Him, hallelujah, when you call Him, He will draw nigh to you. He will draw nigh to you. He will come. And you will experience a presence like you've never before experienced. And the more you worship Him, and the more you seek Him, the more you glorify Him, the more you open your mouth and say, hallelujah, the highest praise you can. If you're ever in trouble, like you can hear Sister Jesuda's testimony. Wow, what he called when she was Hindu, instead of calling on her gods, Jesus Christ came out. And He showed up and saved her from death and saved her soul. So if you're feeling, if you ever hear, but for the first time in this type of church, and I believe there might be a time where This is how we're going to experience church. The way things are going, we just don't know what could happen. All the things that are happening in the world right now. The Euphrates River is drying up. This huge river drying up. And it's biblical. It's biblical. If you don't know Bible prophecy, you don't know the Bible. The Bible is telling us that Jesus is about to come. But man, before He comes, there's going to be signs. And there's going to be trouble. There's going to be death. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And that's what we're seeing now, right? Euphrates River drying up. And that says that there's going to be demons released. This is what the Bible is telling us. That river is huge. How is it going to dry up? Three demons are going to be released and kill a third of the world. Is that right, preacher? A third of the world, right? A third. And then there's the red heifers that showed up. Now the red heifers represent like a purification. A red heifer has not showed up in 2,000 to 3,000 years. And now they're showing up. We have to be ready. We have to understand the Word of God. And if you're going to a church that does not teach the Word of God, you better run out of there. Run out of there. I don't care if you grew up with it and everybody, your mother and this and that, and they're red bone. Hallelujah, you're going to die. You're going to be lost. We got to know the Word of God. You know, I remember I was in a different type of religion. And they told how we understand it. There's going to be, how do we know when that's into the world? Well, the devil's going to deceive. That's what they used to tell me. The devil's going to deceive you. And I said, oh, okay. You know, but if you don't know the Word of God, if you don't understand the Scriptures, you don't have someone teaching you the Scriptures, you're deceived. You think you're not going to be deceived? Let me tell you something. Lucifer, who is Satan, who is the devil, Lucifer in heaven deceived a third of the angels. And you think you're going to get away with it without knowing the Word of God? He'll deceive you. If you don't know the Word of God, you should be able to, nope, that's not the Word of God. Nope, that's a lie. If Satan can deceive angels, if Satan can deceive Judas, who walked with Jesus, who experienced miracles with Jesus, yet Satan deceived him and entered into him. We got to know the Word. You know, you might not understand it, but you pray and you ask the Lord, and Pastor Fee was just talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is going to teach you and show you the truth. When you're born, that's why the Word of God tells us we have to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. We have to be born again. We need a rebirth. Why? Because Adam and Eve sinned. So we became sinful nature. We have that virus of sin and deception and lies and cheating and murders and death. But Jesus Christ came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. And when He came, He is the living Word. He is the Word of God that became flesh to give us truth and to give us an abundant life. When we learn the Word of God and we begin to study the Word of God, and we're under teachers and pastors that are teaching the Word of God. And just don't take it for granted. Even I'll say that about preacher, who I love dearly. My brother and my friend in Christ. But if he's not following Christ, he's not teaching. Pastor, show me back up what you just taught. Right. Check on him. Yeah. Yeah. I would. Okay, preacher, you said this. Okay, where is that? And we talk about it. We talk about it. Fred, you know, we talk about and we go over the Word. Yeah. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Right. We need to know the Word of God. We need to understand the times that we're living in. All this that's happened with Trump, with Biden, with Harris, all this mess with Russia and China, all this stuff, biblical. Prophecies, the gifts of God, they're operating and letting us know what is happening. Crypto. It's part of the one world government, the one world currency that's beginning to happen. You might be excited like, "Ooh, man, I got into Bitcoin. Oh, I got into XRP. And ooh, oh, man, I can't wait to." Well, you're saying you can't wait to become a one religion, a one currency, and a one world. One world government. And that's the signs of the end times, because they're not going to want Christians. They're not going to want people who believe in Jesus Christ. They're going to behead them. It talks about in the Word of God, beheading. How many of you have seen in YouTube already beheading? How many of you have seen it? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Just last week, right? And I remember reading it, man. How are they going to behead? You know, man, they had it on YouTube. And they said there's a religion that believes that they're fighting for God in the Word of God. That there's going to be people that believe that they're doing it for God. They're fighting for God. That it's in the Word. And killing. And we're seeing that. Islam. Beheading Christians. Because they think they're doing it for God. Oh yeah, it's on YouTube. They killed a bunch of Christians in orange suits. It was more a week ago. Well, they showed it a week ago, but that was some time ago. Those ones that they brought out, like 13 of them or something like that, 12 of them. Yeah, they saw. Well, you didn't see the actual beheading. I didn't see that, but there might have been that. I think there was actual beheading before they removed it, probably. So these things are happening. What the Word of God is saying, church. It's happening, and we have to understand, we have to be ready. And we men, we're protectors of our family. Huh? Sons, you're protector of your, if you're not married, you're protector of your mom, of your siblings. And it's your job to protect them also from the deception of the world. And breathe that priest to them. And that's why we have to understand the Word of God. Because you want to protect your family. What happened October 7th. Just a family, and these people come in and just rape. Kill their babies. Rape their women. This is our time. In our time, in our day. I'm not talking about 1930s and 1940s and the Holocaust. I'm talking about what's happening now. And there's being in India has given me a broader understanding, a broader look of what's happening around the world and what's happening to America. America was founded on the Word of God. America was founded to have freedom in Christ. In freedom of the gospel. The Christians wanted freedom because they understood the Word of God and what was happening overseas. They were controlling the Word of God. Limiting the Word of God. But when they came to America, it was a freedom. That's why we say one nation under God is not any gods. Back then they probably didn't understand. What we understood is Jesus. Right. One God. The Constitution. Right? The Constitution with ministers or ex-ministers, pastors, and pastors' family signed that document. Church, in the Word of God, says that we are the salt of the... Of what? Our home? Our community? Our church? We are the salt of the earth. America is the salt of the earth. The church is the salt of the earth. We give flavor. We give like a preservative. We give. That's what salt does. Gives and preserves. Imagine that we are that salt. Church, you are that salt. America's that salt. Salt of the earth. That's who we are. And being in India, I tell you, you see so many different types of news and news around the world. And man, how we affect the world. We affect the world, church. America, you affect the world. We don't realize how much we affect the world. And when the church doesn't do what it's supposed to do, we're supposed to preserve and give life as a church. And we don't go out and vote, and we don't learn what these presidents and senators are really truly standing for, and we don't look at their background if they're doing things for God. Yeah, sure, they might have sinned, but so did David. So did you. And so did me. Huh? But it's time to repent, turn around, and do what we're supposed to be. We are the salt of the earth, church. I've never seen it so much alive since I've been in India. And I say, being with Jesuita here and her being a congresswoman and talking politics and giving me insight in the political world, it just, we have to be that light. And we have to vote for people that have our values. They have to have our values. They don't have a values, get out. You're not being salt. You're not helping being salt. Like, man, you got to go. Because, you know, there's a lot of it is about power. It's about power. It's about greed. So that's not the message. But I want to talk to the church to be ready. And those visitors that are here today that you don't know the Word of God, it's hell or heaven. It's hell or heaven. Hell or heaven. And you got to know the truth. You got to know the truth. I was a Hollywood actor. I was a Hollywood actor. My career was going great. It was going awesome. My manager said back then, $20,000, $30,000 a week, signed the contract for a soap opera. What you know now is a series, Netflix or something. Signed the contract. My career was going awesome. I was a SAG. I was like the NFL player already for actors. I was already in. You know who got me in? Who got me into the movies? Who got me into the union? The SAG? That's what you got to do big movies? Guess who got me in? Cheech Marin. Cheech, if you're watching, God bless you, man. I'll pray with you. Thank you. But I want to introduce you to Jesus, right?
Amen.
Amen. So Cheech Marin, Cheech and Chong, right? Oh, now you know Cheech and Chong. He's the one that got me in. Played in this movie, Born in East L.A. How many of you seen that movie? All right. So I'm the one that gets him up to sing Summertime Blues. Hey, can we tocar Summertime Blues? He comes, hey, you want to hear Summertime Blues? I say, orale. Simon. So that was me. That was me. My career was going awesome until Jesus did a drive-by shooting on me. And I've never regretted it. Hallelujah. Through the highs, through the lows, through betrayal, through deaths. Man, I never regretted it. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So, let us get to the Word of God. Amen? So, pastor has asked me to preach. He's a preacher. Don't preach. So, preacher asked me if I had a word. And I was praying, and God gave me a word. He gave me a word for you that are all here today. This is a specific word for all of you. I mean, God just gave it to me. I mean, just clear. I've never seen this before. I've never seen it before. God just, boom, gave me something all new, fresh revelation. It was powerful. I said, man, look at that. So you are here, especially tailored made for this message. And for all you that are out there, it's tailored made for you. And I know God is speaking right now. I know God is going to speak to you. If you don't believe it, then you better still write it down, because He is. Because I know He gave it. This is fresh manna. Man, didn't go to sleep till last night till 7 o'clock in the morning, and Fee woke me up about 8 o'clock or sooner. But praise the Lord, it's here. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to go to, let us go to Luke 5 and 6. Luke 5 and 6, and then after that, I'm going to go immediately over to Matthew 4. Okay, so let's go, Luke 5 and 6. If you have it, say amen. Okay, nobody has it. All right, Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke 5 and 6. No, let's just go to 5. First, okay. I'm going to just read. It's this real short. So if we could just stand for the word of God. Just, would you stand to give God honor? Hallelujah. And it says, now when he had left speaking, Jesus had left ministering, speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Everyone say, into the deep. And let down your nets. Say, let down your nets. Let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. There's no catch. There's no fish. No, I don't know what happened to the fish. They're all gone. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Their net broke. Everyone say, the net broke. Say it again, the net broke. Look at your neighbor and tell them, the net broke. All right, you may be seated. You may be seated. The net broke. Matthew 4 and 16, it says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. From the time that Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. This is Jesus now. He showed up and said, repent. And that's what I'm saying today. Repent. If you haven't turned your life, if you have not been born again as an adult, if you have not been born of the water, which means baptism, and of spirit, which means being filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to repent and be baptized and be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In order to go to heaven. Repenting is turning away from your sins and turning to Christ and following Him and learning of Him and obeying His word. It says that Jesus said this, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was even ready that back then. And even now, as we shared a little bit about what's happening with the red heifer and the Jewish temple, the third one going up, and there's going to be an antichrist sacrifice, and it's deception and chaos. They're even talking about in Israel right now that there's a Jewish man who is about 30 years old performing miracles, a rabbi, just like Jesus. He was rabbi. And they're calling him Messiah. Right now. We have to be ready now. We have to be saved now. We can't be playing around with church. We can't be playing around with the Word of God. We can't be playing around with your soul. There's a hell and there's no exit. They can't pray you out. That's a lie. If everybody dies, who's going to pray you out? Who's going to pray you out? Just like when I went to after the tsunami, I went to Sri Lanka. Generations were gone. Who's going to pray you out? I don't know any of their names. Gone. So the Word of God says that once you die, then the judgment. Once you die, the judgment, it's happened. Are you a believer in Christ? Have you followed the Word of God? Do you know His voice? The Word of God says, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. How many of you have ever heard God's voice? Just raise your hands. You've ever heard? Oh yeah, see, it's real. It's real. It's real. J.C., I heard more than, wait till you hear her testimony. It should be in the Bible. So, it says, repent, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net. Everyone say, casting a net. Casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Ooh. Everyone say that, fishers of men. I'm going to make you fishers of men. And they said straightway, left their nets. Everyone say, left their nets. And followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. These brothers were mending their nets. Everyone say, mending their nets. Everyone say it again, mending their nets. Mending their nets. And follow him. And going on from thence, he saw the other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, the father, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left the ship, their father, and followed him. So these brothers, they came and saw Jesus and began to follow him. Soon as Jesus appeared and said, come and follow me, they dropped their nets. They were mending their nets. And today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about mending your nets. You need to mend your nets. Mending your nets. God has called us to be fishers of men. Mending your nets. What does mending mean in Greek? It's katarantizo. Katarantizo. Yes. To complete thoroughly. That is repair. Or adjust, to fit, to frame, to mend. To mend. To make perfect, to join together, to prepare, to restore. Prepare, restore, mending your nets. Many of us have gone through a lot. As we read there in Luke, we saw that they broke their net. It broke when the time of blessing, the time of what you're prepared to do and what you're trained to do and what you're supposed to be doing as in preparation in life, the net was set, but it broke. Many of us in our life, as we began to walk, as we began to breathe, that had tremendous abuse. Some people don't have fathers, don't know your father, don't know who your real father is, and you hear different stories. You've been abused another way, with an uncle, a stepfather, a cousin, a sister, a brother. You have experienced a net failure. And today, God wants to prepare you to mend your nets, to mend your soul, to mend your spirit, to mend your mind from the pains and hurts that this life has caused. A mending, God wants to do a mending today. Hallelujah. For your net to catch, your net to bless, your net worth. Somebody caught it. Your net worth. I have how many points do I have here? I have a few points. I don't know, five, maybe six, 7 points. But first point in mending our nets, to come to ourselves. Come to ourselves as the prodigal son. Luke 15, 17 through 19. But when he came to himself, we need to come to ourselves. When he came to himself, this prodigal son who had it going on, Jewish son, he wanted to have his part of the inheritance from his father, and he wanted it now, and he wanted to go live an unrighteous life. Dad, give me my inheritance now. I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He ran out of his money because he was living this crazy life, partying and drinking and dancing. And when he ran out of money, he ran out of friends. Sound familiar? I will arise and go to my father, Jesus. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. We must realize, this man realized that he needed his father. He was in the pit of pigs, which is against the beliefs of the Jews. It's a nasty, dirty animal. And now he's in the pits, taking care of the pits, pig pits, and feeding them and eating even their food because he was so hungry. He had nothing. So he decided to repent and go back to his father's house. My father's servants even eat better. And they have food to spare. And here he is eating pig food. We must realize we need a Savior. The Word of God says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. Everybody. Everyone that is born of a woman in this church, in this city, in this world, beside Jesus, we have sinned. We have come short of the glory of God, and we need a Savior of our soul. Some of you are sinning right now and don't even realize you're sinning because you don't know the complete Word of God. You know you can go to hell for lying? All liars should have the part in the lake of fire. God hates liars. Did you know that? Did you know that if you don't forgive a brother or a father or a sister, if you don't forgive them, the Word of God says, you know what was most powerful? Everybody's, if you're in a religion that says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against them. We're supposed to forgive also. Do you know at the end of that prayer, it goes on to say, if you do not forgive, neither will the Father in heaven forgive you. Right after that prayer, I never realized that until I learned the Word of God. I said, what? If I don't forgive my brother for not paying me that $3,000 I loaned him, I've been holding it up against him. Brother, you can still pay it if you like, but I've forgiven you. But I had to forgive him because I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. Those two verses, you look at it, in the Our Father, when you see the Our Father which art in heaven, all the thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day. And you go on to them, glory and amen. And then it goes on to the next scriptures. If you do not forgive your brother, if you do not forgive, neither will God will forgive you. He will have no part with you when you die. We're all going to come before Jesus, and he's going to say two things to you. He's not going to have, okay, well, we can think about it, okay. Let's see, well, let's weigh your good, let's weigh your bad. No, it's he's going to say two things. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter you into the kingdom of God. Boom. That's what I'm expecting here. I'm expecting to hear nothing else. Hallelujah. How about you guys? What do you want to hear? Okay. So the other thing he's going to see, Jesus, you're going to come before Jesus when you die. The other thing you might hear, if you don't follow the word of God, if you don't obey the word of God, if you do not know the voice of God, learn it, hear it, he's going to say this to you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of evil, of iniquity. I never knew you. And then some angels are going to get you and throw you into the lake of fire. You know, everybody talks about hell. Do you know hell? Because you don't know the Bible, if you don't read the Bible, hell is not the final destination. Hell is not, it's just like the county jail. That's what hell is. That's nothing. That's the holding tank, man. You're already in torment if you don't accept Jesus. You're already burning up. But hell, God is going to take hell and throw it into the lake of fire. Wow. With the devil and the demons. That didn't obey God either. Hell was created for the demons, but because man took a bite of sin, disobeyed God's word, they threw him in the lake of fire. And you know what's so crazy? The Word of God says it says it's darkness. Darkness. And I was thinking, how can darkness be? And there's fire. Fire is light. How can darkness be? And then as an actor, I played a fireman. So I learned as a fireman. Now the fireman taught me, you know, they taught me, said, man, when you're in that fire, there's so much smoke. It's so dark, you cannot see. And there's fire going on. And no wonder it talks about smoke in the Word of God too. It says it would be gnashing of teeth. There would be worms eating the soul, the body, day and night. You know what? I don't want to be there. Anybody want to be there? Raise your hand if you want to be there. Oh, no. You guys are smart. All right. Nobody want to be there. Amen. You're on the right track already. So those are the two things that Jesus is going to say when you meet with him, when you die. Two things. You choose. Choose today. Who are you going to serve? You're going to serve your flesh? You're going to serve your own will? You're going to serve Christ? The Word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us, all of us, all of us. We came the same route. 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins. I love this. I love this part with Jesus. He is faithful. Everyone say he's faithful. He is faithful. He is the true word of God. Hallelujah. God manifest in his flesh, dwelt among us. We were allowed to touch him, hear him, experience him. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have to mend your nets. You need to repent. You need to confess. You need to mend your nets. You need to forgive your brother, your cousin, your step, that person that abused you, hurt you, betrayed you, stabbed you in the back, took your wife, took your girlfriend, took your boyfriend, took your husband. You need to forgive. Like I said, I had to forgive my brother. I forgave him. You got to mend your nets. And part of mending your nets is asking God to forgive that person and forgive you. Mend your nets. Jeremiah 31:3 says, this is what God is saying to you now. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. I know I'm saying, you know what? I didn't even think I was going to be teaching the same things about hell. I really did not. It is the Holy Ghost. He's trying to get us right. He's trying to mend our nets. Really, it wasn't, that wasn't part of the message, but God is speaking to us to take our salvation seriously and to mend our hearts, mend our soul, mend our ways with Christ, mend our relationship with Jesus, mend our relationship and be forgiving and be forgiven. To forgive is so beautiful. When we don't forget, it's like carrying that person, a dead person, carrying them throughout your life. You always have that carrying all throughout your life. But when you forgive that person, whatever they might have done, abuse you in every way, physically, mentally, spiritually, man, when you forgive, Lord, I let them go. As you've forgiven me, Lord, I forgive them. It's like... There's freedom when you forgive. My friend sold me a beautiful Duster, 1965 Duster Dodger. Man, thing was beautiful. Hijacked. Nice, beautiful. Man, sweet. He sold it to me only for $500. My friend, when I was a kid, teenager. And my mother was convincing my dad that they were already separated. And buy that for your son. So he bought it and gave it to his other sons. That was painful. That hurt. Now my other family had the car that belonged to me. Supposed to belong to me. Beautiful car. But I had to forgive my father. It hurt. It was painful. I had to forgive him. And he never told me he loved me. One day I got in his face, and this is before I was even Christian. I got in his face. And I said, Dad, I forgive you for what you did with that car. And I love you, Dad. Before I became Christian, I love you, Dad. And I made him tell him he loved me too. I said, tell me you love me. Tell me you love me, Dad. Tell me you love me, Dad. Got in his face. Tell me you love me, Dad. Te amo, hijo. Thank you, Dad. But you know who loves us? The Word of God says, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. And that's what we hear here in Jeremiah 31:3. It says, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. God is drawing you with his loving kindness. With his presence, that's we felt that today, with even in the worship. God loves us, and he doesn't want us to go to hell. That's the whole, that's love. You know, that's love. Luke 4:8, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, brokenheartedness. Brokenhearted means sun tribu in the Greek. And it means to be crushed completely, to be shattered, to be broken into pieces, broken into shivers, to be bruised. Brokenhearted. That's what that means. God is saying that he can put your broken heart, your broken life, your broken pieces all together. Imagine if I had a pot of clay, a beautiful pot, those beautiful pot of clays that they make in Tijuana with the flowers and everything, and to make your frijoles de olla. The frijoles de olla, right? They're beautiful. Oh, man, this has been here for generations that my great-great-great-grandmother made. And bam! Your tia, your tia, your great-tia, your great-uncle, all got their belts on you, ready to whoosh. But shattered. Broken pieces everywhere. No way can you put it together. You try with crazy glue. No way, there's pieces missing. But Jesus can put all those pieces together for you. your brokenheartedness, your broken life. God could put it all together. He knows the pieces of your life. He knows everything about you. He died and shed His blood for you so you can be healed, delivered, and set free. It doesn't matter what sickness you have. God is able. God is able. Heal your mind. Heal your soul. Heal your... God is able. God is able to take the broken pieces and mend it. Ooh, there's that word again. Ooh, I got that just came now. Oh, man. Oh, He can take your broken pieces and mend your neck together again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That net represents what net worth. And hallelujah, when those blessings fall, you have a net to be able to catch your blessings. Glory to God. Oh, I feel like speaking in tongues right now. Hallelujah. To be crushed completely, but says God is here. He's anointed. Hallelujah. To bring healing, to bring sight to the blind and liberty. If you're captivated by hurt, you're captivated by pain, you're captivated by those who wounded you, God is able to deliver you. Heal your broken nets. Mend you completely and thoroughly. Heal your soul, your mind, the torments. I used to be tormented since I was a little boy. I would wake up tormented. I would see like a shadow over me and I'd be fear. I couldn't even speak. But I learned the key. Now that I'm a Christian, I was a child, man, being tormented. I didn't have a daddy around. It was only mom. And I remember mom, I'm a child trying to get in mom's room, but she would lock the door on me because she said, oh, my son has to become a man, but she didn't know I was being tormented. My. Felt evil being around me. I don't know if you've ever experienced that or know people that, it's a real thing. Yes. And you can't even call on Jesus. Sometimes it's like, but I learned a key. If you shout hallelujah to the Lord in your mind, that devil will leave. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah in your mind. Just, you might be sleeping, can't think, can't move. Just and tell your friend, you might know people that has, tell them to shout hallelujah. Give God, that's the highest praise you can give God. Highest praise you can give to God is hallelujah. So you shout hallelujah in your mind. Just shout hallelujah in your mind. And God is going to come for His praise. That belongs to me, devil. And when God shows up, those devils run. Ah! Lord, show me that. It's powerful. And I shared that to other people. And then, man, it works. Well, yeah, God is coming for His praise. That's why He says, if you draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you. So if you never worship, begin to say hallelujah. That's the highest praise you can give to God. Just hallelujah. And open your mouth. Not your mind. He gave you a mouth. He gave you a voice. He gave you some ears. Not just silent stuff. No. Make a joyful noise. Yes. The Bible says. He gave you a mouth so you could talk to Him. Not mental, but that. No. Hallelujah. Love you, Jesus. Jesus, help me here. Help me this. Yeah. So that's what that word means. Broken. Shattered. But God is able to set you free. Heal you. Deliver you. Hallelujah. Let me get back to my notes here. Mending your nets. Whoo! Verse number two. Point number two. He also says, the Spirit is upon me. Okay, he read that one. Also, 1 Peter 5 and 7. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Casting your worries, your anxieties, your oppression, your depressions, your worries. There should be no Christian worrying. Huh? There should be no Christian anxiety. You have to know Jesus. He is peace. He is love and His character. When you're filled with His Holy Spirit, He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. Now, you might not experience it like right away, but even Pastor Fee, when he shared his testimony, man, that guy did, I mean, you don't know, might not know, well, he used to do acid in his eyes. He used to put stuff in his between his fingernails, drugs, so the cops wouldn't notice. If he gets caught, he used to do drugs between. I hope I'm not teaching nobody anything like that. I'm teaching about deliverance, healing, being set free from that devil. Drugs is of the devil. Oh, yeah. Sorcery. It has that word pharma. Sorcery. Drugs. And that's the same with lying. Is it? Those are going to be the unbelievers. Huh? Unbelief. That means you're a believer, but you unbelief in everything that God... Unbelievers, you have to believe the Word of God. You have to believe His Word. You see, the unbeliever, the liar, going to be thrown in the lake of fire. But... As Pastor Fee was mentioning, he was doing drugs, but when the Holy Ghost came, he was set free. Set free, his net began to mend. A mended net. No more what he said, women, what else, preacher? Women, drugs, what else, preacher? All kinds of craziness. Gangs, that's right. Oh, messed up his car, his dad's car, gang fighting. Oh, man, brand new car. Almost died himself. Preacher had friends die in some gang fights. You were there, right? Man, this is real life. But look at him now. You couldn't tell he was a gangster, the friend of his dying because of gang fights, mafia. You wouldn't be able to tell you. Pastoring now, talk about Jesus, love, peace, joy. Before, come on, orderly, let's go to the next party, homes. I hear they have some good stuff. Right? But no more, talking about Jesus now. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he cast your cares, cast your worries. Right now, you know what? Just close your eyes. Everyone just close your eyes right now. Just close your eyes. I want you to think of something right now that's worrying you. Making you have frustration and anxiety. Just close your eyes right now. Something you need God to take care of right now for you. Whew. You need God to take care of this for you ASAP. Right now, ASAP. It might not be even you, but a friend of yours, a family member of yours. Think of something that you need. I want you to say right, just with your mouth. Open up your mouth and just say, Lord, I'm having an issue with this. And just say what it is with this person or with this thing at work, at home, family, friends, co-workers, finances, health, sickness, whatever it is. Lord, I'm worried about that. I'm concerned. Lord, I cast this upon you now because you care for me. Take it now. Tell him, take this worry from me. Take this pressure from me. Lord, fix this situation. Just tell him right now. Just speak to him. Speak to him. Not your mind stuff. No. He wants you to confess. Open your mouth. You don't have to say it real loud. Just let it give it voice. And if the person next to you just kind of cover your mouth, kind of just go to the side. He said, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. That means, you know what? He's going to take care of it. He cares for you. We must trade our weakness, our ignorances, our lack, our sickness, our hurts, our pains, our sorrows, our evils, our lies, our unforgiveness, our sins, and betrayals. We must trade it for His forgiveness, peace, strength, wisdom, knowledge, power, wealth, healings, miracles, truth, authority, and His joy unspeakable in the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the peace. That's the joy. That's the unspeakable joy that Jesus left us. Yes. You can have the Holy Ghost. What Pastor Fee was just talking about, how he received it and had that bubbly feeling and had his lips pinned to his ears, smiling. It was on a new high. Ooh, a Jesus high. All right, point number three, church. Mending your nets, mend your nets. Luke 9:23-25, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. You have to deny yourself when you come and follow Jesus. You got to deny yourself. You have to pick up your cross daily and follow him. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, Jesus says, the same shall save it. You hear that? If you give your life to Jesus, he will save it. Don't try to do it on you. Give it to him. Pick up your cross. That cross represents a sacrifice. That represents a walk with him, a trust in him. Huh? A trust in him. We must learn how to trust God. God will take you through trials and tribulations so you learn to trust in him. He'll take you through. Are you going to go back? Are you going to go back to that when you were going through problems? Are you going to go back to the alcohol? Huh? When you go through that trouble and the problem, you have financial problems, you're going through all that. Are you going to go through that to that ex-girlfriend? That ex-boyfriend? Are you going to that house that's cracked? Huh? Are you going to that party over there down there where they have... No, God wants us to trust in him in every way. You got to go through the fire. You have to be tested. He'll bring you to a point of testing. Where you know what? No. I used to do this sin when I came to this point in my life. When I was having problems and troubles, I would go to that house. I would go to that party. I would take that stuff. I would drink that stuff when I was having problems. And then when the problems were all finished, and oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No, you got to go through the fire. You got to be tested. It's pure gold. God wants you to trust him. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they were thrown in the fire because they would not bow down to an idol. God says, don't be bowing down to the idol that man makes. They have ears that cannot hear. They have eyes they cannot see. They have a mouth they cannot speak. But people are bowing down and kissing it. What if it falls and breaks? Ah, my God has died. My saint has died. Yeah. The Word of God says to worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's the Word of God, spirit and in truth. Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And truth is the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Man, I'm teaching something here today. Please receive me, man. Whoa, God is speaking to us. You know why? Because it's the end times. It is the end times, church. Visitors, it's the end times. And you have to understand the end times because it's going to catch you by surprise and you're going to take the mark. Uh-oh, that's something else now. Oh, that's something else now. You think the Word of God, oh, it's already in the Word about taking the mark on your right hand or your forehead. And nobody under, how could you understand that when the Bible was written thousands of years ago, how can you understand it today? Well, now they're putting chips in dogs and cats, so they just scan it. Deep. Oh, this Chico belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Sullivan. The chip. They're already practicing with people. They're scanning that Walmart. They go, boop. They already took the mark. That's the mark of the beast. You will not be able to sell or buy anything except with that mark. But when you take that mark, you're taking the mark of the beast. You're saying, I'm agreeing with Satan. I'm taking the mark. That is now my God. And I am going to buy with it. I'm selling. You imagine going to Walmart right now, to Vons and all these, and you break out your card. Boo, it doesn't work anymore, sir. But right here, we have a gentleman here from the government. And they can put all your money, and they can put the mark on your thing. And that's how we're doing business now. Oh, well, what are you talking about, though? That's how it is. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so cool. The devil makes sin look cool. Huh? Having sex? Not being married? Oh, that's cool. No. The Bible says you go to hell for it. You're not married to that person? You can have your bed in hell. Well, I did not think I was going through all this. But God is speaking to somebody here. Because he's warning. You know what I believe is happening, Sister Tammy? I believe God is waking up the preachers. And God is beginning to speak through us. Because, man, nobody's preaching about hell. It's all like love, peace, joy. Love, peace. And yes, Jesus is love, peace, joy. But there's also hell. The lake of fire. And there's no turning back. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. You remember that pig? You ever see a pig being roast? A goat being roast? Well, that could be a sinner. Forever of ever, the roasted pig in hell. Be roasted. Esa, partier, fornicator. Sinning. For eternity, eternity, eternity. We have to receive Christ. There's no other way and obey His word. You think, how can I do it? How can I live for Christ? How is that possible, man? All my life I've been doing this stuff. And I desire, I want it, man. I can't do both, man. Just trust Jesus. Amen. Just trust Him. Just taste the goodness. Do you know, I found out later on, man, I didn't know I was so poor, man. I used to eat just the regular potato, but then I tried the red potato. My wife and their family had more money. And she would introduce me to the red potato. Man, the red potato is good. And some of you, oh, really? I never tried it. I grew up with the brown potato. Yeah, because we were poor. We were poor. We didn't have the money to buy red potatoes, man. They cost more money. Yeah, so, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm going to try the red potato. I might buy you one little smell, but I'm going to try it. Man, with Jesus, you're trying something much, much richer. Something. He said, taste and see. Hallelujah. The goodness, the richness, the sweetness. Hallelujah. Of the Holy Ghost, of Jesus. Man, it's awesome. How can this actor... Man, my life was set up. My dream was coming true. Man, they were giving, sign the contract, bro. $20,000-$30,000 a week. And pastor said, no, me over 36 years. I hate to confess that. But back then, that much. That's a lot of money. Oh, thank you very much. I would like to be earning that right now. But man, everything going from every man. The devil promised me women, the house on the hill. That they told me when I got saved, come back with us. We'll give you the cars. We'll give you the house on the hill. We'll give you the women. We'll give you whatever you want. Just come back. Man, nothing is like receiving the Holy Ghost. There is nothing like receiving the power of God. There's nothing like receiving that. It fills the void in our heart. You think, what is this void I feel? Oh, maybe it's a child. Oh, maybe it's a new spouse. Maybe it's a girlfriend, boyfriend. No, that emptiness we feel that we cannot feel, it belongs to the Holy Spirit. It belongs to Jesus. Jesus wants to fill that void that we feel. You know how I know? Because I experienced it. Man, I'm making money. I was considered a goody two-shoes. In the world before I became a Christian, I was considered a goody two-shoes. Hopefully he's a goody two-shoes. Oh, he doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. You know, he's not jumping in and out of beds. You know, not that I didn't sin. But I wasn't doing all that crazy stuff. But I had a void, man. What is it? And I would cry. I'd be crying, saying that our Father, which art in heaven, all the tears coming. Because I needed more. Yeah. I felt that void. Something's missing. My career is going awesome. I'm making money. I'm becoming famous. Man, but something is missing. What's missing? I'd say, man, maybe I need a good wife. Maybe I just need a good woman in my life. Man, everything going good for me. Great for me. Great. Man, walking the rock. Man, I went to Robert Redford's premiere, man. I'm walking on red carpet. They took a picture of me in the newspaper. Boom. Charlie Holmes. Sign my autograph. They didn't have selfies yet. They can have selfies. You know, now it's selfies, right? But the autograph, my photo, interviews. But man, it didn't feel my void. I didn't feel the void. And I didn't do drugs. I don't have that testimony as Pastor Fee does. But I needed salvation. Ah, DJing, also acting. I had it going on. But the void, nothing could fill that void until I received Christ in my life. And like Fee said, when the Holy Spirit came, same with me, the Holy Spirit came and it just filled, it gave me, it filled that void and the rivers of living water, the Holy Spirit just flowed throughout of me. So these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. God gives you a new language, a language of heaven, when you a supernatural, divine language of that nation, of that kingdom, of that country of heaven. There's a new language and He gives it to you. So you can communicate with Him. Hallelujah. It's called speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. He wants to give that to you today. Hallelujah. It's mending your nets. It will mend your nets. It would mend your life. Hallelujah. Mend your nets. Ephesians 4, 29, 31, and 32 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Man, get rid of that bitterness. Get rid of that anger. Get rid of that wrath. Get rid of evil speaking. Get rid of gossip. God hates gossip. There's going to be gossipers in hell and have nothing to talk about but screaming and yelling and gnashing of teeth because of the pain and agony and destruction. It said, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Mend your nets." Don't be talking trash anymore. Don't be talking behind people's back. Edify, build up. Proverbs 23:23, I love this. "Buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth of the word. Buy the truth of what God's gospel is. Sell it not. Buy the truth." Right now with the word of God I'm giving you, buy it, take it. Put it in your heart. Take it home with you and live it. This is also wisdom and instruction and understanding. That's what we need in this time, in this hour. James 1:22, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves." James 1:22. "But don't just listen to God's word. You must be doers of the word." Not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Or you're fooling yourself. Mend, church, mend your nets. Mend your nets. 1 Samuel 15:22, 23a, it says, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings as God?" You know, bringing great offerings to the Lord. Does He delight in that? And sacrifices, does He delight in as in obeying the voice of the Lord? "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. For rebelling is as sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry." You can't be stubborn. You can't be rebellious because it's like witchcraft. Stubbornness is like idolatry. But the word of God says, to be obedient, to obey is better than sacrifice. That means, you know what that means? That means you can't be walking on your knees as repentance all the way from here to Bonita Plaza. There's people who walk on their knees as repentance. God says, you know, yeah, forget your sacrifice. Just obey me. That's better than the sacrifice. Obeying God's word is better than any sacrifice you could ever make. Better. Hallelujah. So now, church, let me go to what God is saying to the church. Is saying to go out into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He says to love the Lord with God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, all your strength, and love your neighbor. Yeah, that neighbor who's thrown dog poo-poo in your yard. I've had that experience. Yep. The Word of God is saying to you, church and visitors, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? Those things you desire, the things you love, that God wants for you, the promises. His promises to you are yea and amen. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to have abundant life, church and visitors. But you've got to follow Him. You got to obey Him. You got to seek Him first. Love Him with all that you have. Love Him. I had to love Him more than my acting. And that took a struggle. It took a fight. But I've overcome, thanks to the Lord. And I'm closing up now. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. You'll cast out devils. They shall speak with their tongues. They take up any serpents. And they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They may lay hands on the sick and they recover. So God is telling us to go, church. Begin to be a witness. Begin to pray for people. Amen. This is mending your nets. You must mend your nets. Mentally, spiritually, physically, because He is a healer. We are healed by His stripes. You are healed by your stripes. All right, a couple of more scriptures here, and I'm through. John 15, 7 and 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Look at that promise. Yes. But your nets have to be right. You got to mend your net. Abide in me and my words. What? The scriptures. In you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. It's going to be taken care of. Man, mend your nets. Mend your nets. Now, for the revelation that God has given me. It says, when Jesus returned back after the resurrection, He found them again in the fishers, in the boats, because that was their career, that was their life. And I'm closing up here. Listen to this. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? So no, Jesus was not a vegan. They answered Him, people think Jesus is a vegan. Here He's hooking up the meat, man. You got any meat? Let's hook up. And He said unto them, cast the net on the right. And He's even teaching them how, where to get the meat. And He said, cast the net on the right side of the ship. Everyone say right side of the ship. And ye shall find. They heard the voice of God and tell them and giving them a direction because they're, I tell you why. On the right side you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of blessings, multitude of fish. They threw their nets and the multitude filled with so much. Therefore that the disciples that loved Jesus told Peter, it's the Lord. Now when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded up his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, the Bible says. And then cast himself into the sea, and their other disciples came in the little ships, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. So this is after the resurrection. Get this point. This is after the resurrection now. Jesus has spent time with the 3.5 years with the disciples. They had broken nets. The net broke. They could not hold the blessings. They cannot hold what they were supposed to do for the Lord. But here now, after the teaching and after resurrection, and now they've been taught by Jesus, and now they cast their nets, and they said they were dragging. There was so much. They were dragging their net. Their net did not break. Hallelujah! So they were dragging the net of fishes, and as soon as they were come to the land, they saw the fire of coals there and fish laid. Well, Jesus, man, he had a barbecue. He had fishes. He's not a vegan. He was cooking fish. That's what it said. Jesus had a barbecue going on, ready for them to come up. Saw fires of coal there and fish laid therein. Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net. And the land full of great fishes, and 153, and for all their were so many, yet was not the net broken. Yet the net was not broken. They had mended their brokenness. Peter was a liar, but no more a liar. Hallelujah. They had mended their lives. They had mended their nets, church. Hallelujah. This is revelation that God gave me for you today. God did this. He wants you to understand. Hallelujah. Whatever your brokenness is, whatever your net is, whatever you're going through, God is ready to mend your nets and make you stronger than what you were before. Ready to catch your blessings. Ready to be above and not beneath. Ready to be the head and not the tail. Ready to be blessed going in and going out. You are blessed, generation. The miracles that I've experienced, what Pastor Fee has said, the power, the anointing, the cripples getting up, blind eyes. I've seen angels fly into the service. Why? Because, hallelujah, we have mended our nets. We believe. If you believe, you will receive, and you will have a lot more in your lives. Without Jesus, without the Holy Ghost, you're not living life. Man, you're eating a brown potato. Give me a red one like the blood of Jesus. We have been bought with a price. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We got signs and wonders following us, church. Don't forget to pray for others. Don't forget to ask for others. It's not you anyway. Hallelujah. It is not you, and it's God that does the miracles. Hallelujah. The miracles that I've experienced. God has used this hand, blind eyes seen. Hallelujah. Man, God has used this hand for one thing or another, but it's not me. It's Jesus. Because why? Because I chose to mend my nets. Not me. I don't want my net to break. I want to have a net worth. And when you come to Jesus, you'll have a net worth. It might not come. It may come first time. But man, God will work you. He'll teach you how to mend those nets. Yeah, remember they did this to you, but I'm gonna reverse it. I'm gonna turn it around. They robbed you, they steal you, they betrayed, but I'm gonna turn it around. They lied about you, but I'm gonna turn it around. I'm gonna mend your nets. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, let's all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's close your eyes right now. Hallelujah, just close your eyes. I want everyone just to say this. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my net. Lord, mend my life. Mend my net. Mend my family. Mend my spouse. Mend my children. Mend my cousins. Mend my family. Mend my life. Mend my finances. Mend my fears. Mend my oppression and depression. Mend my anxiety. Lord, let me know truth from a lie. Don't allow Satan to deceive me. I don't want to go to hell. Everybody pray this. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I don't want to go to hell. I want the joy of the Holy Ghost. I want the joy of your word. I want the joy of heaven. I want the promises. I want the abundant life. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Say it. Forgive me, Lord. Say it. Forgive me, Lord. And forgive those who hurt me. Forgive those who betrayed me. As you have forgiven me, I choose this day to forgive them. Now, Lord, change my life today. Today, let my life never be the same again. Fill me with your promises. Fill me with your joy. fill me with your healing, your miracles, your blessings. But most of all, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.